This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A power violence band from right here in the Northwest called Savage. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? What's up? We also have Lisa from Filthy's Eternal. She is she's championing this band. It's like she came in and she's like, it's going to be a Filthy's Eternal interview. And I was like, okay, cool. And then she's like, no, it's actually going to be a Savage interview. So she made way, you know, she kind of like eased her way in via like, let's get the Filthy's. And then we're like, no, we're going to do Savage, dude. So
all
it's
Savage
actually,
all day.
Let's go. Let's
That's
go.
Right.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't probably even be here.
I dig it. I dig it. I love it. So you guys are going to be going out on a tour, and not to date it or anything, but to absolutely date it. We're recording this. When you're listening to this, they will be out on the road right now with Filthy's Eternal, and they'll be all across the state. They'll be playing again in Olympia coming up Wednesday, April 12th at the Mortuary down in Olympia. But as we're talking, they're going to be playing tomorrow night an awesome all-ages spot called the Cherry Pit in the Northwest here in the Central District. Shout out to my friend Anjali, who helps run that place. But before we jump in, what's your name and what do you do in Savage?
Yo soy el patrón. Baterista.
My name's Rodney. I play guitar and I do vocals in Savage.
Nice.
Berto, and I play the bass.
Okay, right on. And Elisa?
Oh, yeah. I'm Lise. I make noise with my mouth in Filthy's Eternal.
Yes. And so if you're looking for this band, they are the way you can spell it is X Savage X, but the X's are silent, and you can just check them out. X Savage X. X.com/music is their website. I love that they have an actual website. Let's get a little history of the band. Whoever wants to jump in, tell me, you know, kind of the origin story of your band.
Craigslist.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Rodney made a Craigslist ad in 2014 looking for other folks that were trying to do like a grindcore band. in the vein of like Magruder Grind and stuff.
Yeah.
And Geraldo, El Patron over here, hit me up. And he just happened to be the drummer for one of my favorite bands, Capitalist Casualties, for like
last I didn't tell him that I was in any bands too on the when I replied to his ad. I said, "Hey, I'm a drummer, I want to jam." Like and then he was kind of like drilling me a little bit, like, "Well, what kind of stuff do you like? And what are you into?" And I was kind of like, I was like, "I can play. Like, come over and let's see what happens."
I was like, "You got to be more specific than that for my skills, bro." Even
you ever heard of power violence, bro? Yeah.
And I had never been in a band at that point, mind you.
That's amazing. And then,
so when Rodney, he comes with this guy, Eric, he's like, "Yeah, he wants to be in the band too." And this dude shows up with a little orange amp, like, I swear, it's like, was 4 inches by 4 inches. I was like, "He's going to play with that?" Like, I was like, "I don't even know I'm going to be able to hear that."
Like, yeah. This whole, basement set up with like a legit studio space and cabinets and all this crazy stuff. And I had just had like my first tube amp that I brought and stuff. And then it was on.
He was a Raiders fan. Okay. So I was the dude.
Yeah.
Like he pulled up in a truck and he had a Raiders hat on. I was like, "Oh yeah. Okay, nice. This is going to
work." There we go.
Raider Nation.
And how did you join up, man?
I was in a band about 12 years ago called Lie Still, and we were touring with Geraldo's old band, Catheter.
Yeah.
So I'd known H for a long time just through Facebook after that. And then when I moved here about 5 years ago, Geraldo was like, "You want to be in my band?" I was like, "Okay." And that was about it.
There we go.
It wasn't my band. It was the band.
Yeah. The band. So, Geraldo, Capitalist Casualties, I mean, I started a hardcore radio show 18 years ago on my college radio station called Dead Air. This is, you know, and we had, you know, back in the day, in radio, they had these things called carts. They basically look like 8-tracks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a handful of Capitalist Casualties carts. It was we had Hatebreed, Capitalist Casualties, and E-Town Concrete. These three carts. It was a hardcore and crust show that we inherited these carts from. So I literally have, and a Brutal Truth one too. But I have Capitalist Casualties carts. So I am very aware of your band, dude, and that is freaking awesome. I had no idea that I had, you know, crust punk royalty here with me, and that's amazing. Were you guys a SoCal band or a NorCal band?
Most of the members lived in Rohnert Park for a while.
Yeah.
When I had joined the band, I was good friends with Jeff, mm-hmm. and he did 6 Weeks Records, which they released the first Catheter LP.
Yeah.
And when kind of the end of the Max era of the band, the guys that hit me up were like, "Hey, would you want to play with us?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's a no-brainer." Like, that's how I learned how to play drums, was basically, you know, listening to Matt play.
Yeah.
And so that's, how I got in. But everyone lived in Rohnert Park at the time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What brought you up to Seattle?
Mike, the guitar player, Spider Mike, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. His father lived in Centralia.
Okay.
So he kind of had some hard times when his mother had passed away, and so he came to Centralia, and his dad had an extra house that he was staying in. And I used to always talk to Mike, and Mike was just like, "Man, you should move to Washington." And I was like, "Okay." And you know, the actual real kicker for me was because Catheter was touring in Europe with Streetwalker from Seattle.
Very familiar. Yeah, I just had their guys from that band's new project, Endorphins Lost, on the radio.
Yeah, well, I want to say I'm the original drummer, but there was a drummer before me who recorded a CDR demo.
Sure.
And Brandon from Endorphins, he was like, "Hey, we need a drummer." And he's like, "You should come out here." And so I was kind of like, "Well," I was like, "I'll tell you what, if we can tour Southeast Asia, I'll come out there." And he's like, "Done." And so I came, I moved into their house, and then, you know, I was close to Mike, so I was like, it just makes sense to come out here. And I recorded, like, I think the first two EPs with Endorphins Lost.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, Savage is up and going, and you guys are about to, you know, go on this tour with Filthy's Eternal. Have you guys been friends with the Filth people for a while? Or, Elisa, you want to hop in?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've all kind of been floating around. We're friends. We, you know, played shows together. And
awesome.
Yeah, so it's been a while, and you guys came, I think, to me with this idea, and you had already had this pretty much booked and mapped out.
Well, we're both playing the same fest, the 510.
And that's probably what sparked it.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
I was like, you guys are playing, we're playing.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get in a van together and share gear and just hit it.
So you guys are going to be playing, again, Friday, March 24th. This is all going to be in the past when you're listening to this. But the Cherry Pit, and then you guys are going to be playing Spokane, Missoula, Salt Lake City, Denver, Albuquerque, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Oakland, Eureka, Eugene, Portland, and then back to Olympia. The show we want to talk about is Wednesday, April 12th in Olympia at the Mortuary. So you guys have a bit of a premiere that you want to play here on the show. We're gonna play a new song from you guys that is a premiere, and I guess I would love to kind of hear your introduction to this, because you mentioned that it's kind of the new direction that you want that you kind of want to present and stuff.
Yeah, so. You know, I think, like, because we're all of Latin descent, mm-hmm. and Spanish, I feel like, is. I'm what they call first generation American. Yeah. My parents were immigrants that came over from Chile, escaping the Pinochet mm-hmm. era, and but I never really learned Spanish like fluently. I can understand it, and I can speak broke Spanish now. I'm a lot better, but so I was kind of like, we should just kind of like pay homage and just start doing the lyrics in Spanish, just as a part of our culture, because it's a huge part of us.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, so the song is that we're gonna play is a demoed version, because when we get back from tour, we record the album the full length, and so we're gonna, it's just, this is gonna be exclusive just for the show. So
the song is called Dios de Guerra.
Keeping that like crudos tradition alive, dude.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Like that.
Can you introduce the song one more time? What was it called?
Dios de Guerra.
All right.
Possibility means you have a chance. passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the studio now, I have a power violence band, and if you're listening in your rock music, I like metal music, I like, you know, you might not know what the words power violence mean. So let's break it down. Let's break it down, you know, because, you know, there's people here that probably, you know, just casually, just like, you know, local rock music. They just want to hear, you know, whatever. So, you know, I am very familiar with power violence. I'm not going to, you know, be the person that's explaining it. I want someone who is down in the dirty in the power violence scene, and then you guys, too. What is power violence, guys?
Well, you know, that term, from what I understand, Eric Wood.
He's not going to like this.
Man is the Bastard,
Man
right?
Man is the Bastard coined that term, and I, from what I understand, he hates that term.
Because he says it's like one specific scene, one specific
like
band,
one
or two
group
or three
of bands that were
right.
friends.
It was like crossed out, Man is the Bastard,
No Comment,
Casualties, No Maybe, Comment, yeah. Infest were kind of
Despise
all,
You even?
Despise You wasn't really doing stuff when that stuff happened.
Okay.
You
know, Despise,
same question.
Sure.
You know, the first time I heard Despise You, I think it was like the Cry Now, Cry Later
okay.
comps. The
sure.
the double 7-inch that Pessimizer Theologian had, had put out. Yeah, but
anyways,
honestly, yeah, I figure, you know, I think it's the thing that Eric Wood started, and then it just kind of like caught on from there, and Jeff just ran with it,
yeah.
you know, every show, it was, he was always like, we're Capitalist Casualties, West Coast Power Violence, let's go,
yeah.
and then, you know, it was, you know, it's basically, I think that's basically it.
A lot of
know?
Those original bands sounded different from each other, but since they were all like playing together, I think the bands that are around now want to sound like those original bands, so that kind of makes it a genre.
Yeah.
And as far as our take on it goes, we play knuckle dragging, grinding hardcore with fast beats and ignorant going on all over the place.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And power violence, I've always kind of, the way I kind of just like hearing it, it's always like, shh, you know, super, super fast, super, super slow.
Right.
Super, super fast, super, super slow. But that's just to break it down to a super like rudimentary level. But yeah, man.
And I think that's where kind of Capitalist kind of was a little different than the rest of them, because Capitalist like had like massive thrash and massive hardcore and then totally. The crazy double bass all over the place.
Yes.
So they kind of were a little bit different, but all those bands were really unique in their own way, like with No Comment. I forget the singer's name, but man, that guy can spit out like 100 sentences in like 30 seconds. Yeah. And he's actually saying things. You're like, oh wow, this is crazy.
How about you, man? As far as vocally, you know, who are your influences?
I don't know. I used to listen to a lot of like really popular hardcore bands. I feel like when I first got into going to shows and stuff like that, I was listening to stuff like Expire and Trapped Under Ice.
Sure, yeah.
Stuff like that, and I guess to me, that's where I get my influences from. Also, a huge influence on the band was Shibulba.
I love those guys. Those are the homies from Pomona.
Yeah, from Pomona. That was a huge influence on us. That's the same guitar tuning that I play. It's the whole reason I use a 7-string guitar.
Amazing. There are so many like hardcore kids playing death metal right now, mm-hmm. and they all owe it to Shibulba.
Pretty much.
Yeah, dude. That is like the original, man. They're so good.
And what's funny is like I never really heard that band until I listened to Zampantli.
Yes. Brian's band.
That
incredible.
The demo on the record is so friggin' good.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is a dude from Shibulba. I should probably check this out.
Yeah.
And then like recently, the last couple of weeks, I went through their entire discography and I was like, oh yeah, this stuff is like really good.
Apparently they're writing more music, so good for them. And also Brian does a project called Mortuary Punishment.
I haven't
checked them out.
I'll
have
to check that out.
It's a little bit more dumbed down. He says it's just his riffs he writes when he's drunk. He says it's like oi punk but crowbar. he's like it's just dumb oi riffs but like if crowbar.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I'm
cool.
Very into dumbed down.
Yes.
That sounds cool.
Angry big boy music.
Yeah. There we go. Nice. That's awesome. And how about you, man? What are some of your influences?
Oh, I'm kind of all over the place. I guess back in the day, I was mostly just into the 80s thrash, 80s hardcore. And then I think the end of the 90s, I started getting into power violence and grind, like 98, 99. And then it kind of just went from there. But I've worked in record stores for 20 years. So I listen to everything from free jazz to, you know, blues, reggae, death metal, whatever.
He loves the old funk metal from the Bay Area.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Bungle is from my hometown, so those are like those are like the dudes.
You're a funk metal guy?
All that.
Infectious Grooves guy?
Love that.
Nice. What's that band? Fishbone?
Yeah, Fishbone was cool.
Fishbone. When I worked at a record store, the manager was like, oh, you like Napalm Death? I'm gonna put this on for you. And it was like, it was called Naked City.
Oh my god. John Zorn, that's
Matsuki.
It's basically just like jazz grind.
Yeah.
Didn't I want to? Oh no, that was Praxis that Mick Harris from Napalm played on.
No, that was Painkiller. Painkiller.
No, Praxis.
No, Praxis was the one with Bill Laswell. And
no,
I don't even think
Mick Harris is on the second Praxis.
Got a free
Praxis
jazz fight.
Yeah. No, but he's on one of the albums.
I know.
But Painkiller was another thing.
That's just Zorn squealing
like
a goose.
That was like I used to like live in Greenpoint in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I was actually playing with this band from there called Disassociate. And we actually did Corrupted's first U.S. tour.
Yeah.
And the reason why I joined the band was so I could see Corrupted every night, because I love that band.
Yeah.
But where I was staying was 2 blocks away from Greenpoint Studios, from Bill Laswell's place.
Yeah.
So I never made it there, but I was like, oh man, like all this crazy music. That's where it all was recorded.
That's funny. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, I actually just interviewed Mike Score from All Out War, and he name dropped Disassociate. He said that's one of his favorite New York bands.
Funny.
Yeah, dude. It's Cool, man. Well, we're getting super nerdy here, so let's go back. Let's start with you, man. What was the first album as a kid that you purchased with your own money, even if it's embarrassing?
Well, you know, like, I was in the tape trading circuit.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, I had tapes of, like, the Fat Boys and Houdini.
Nice,
and
dude.
African Bambaataa and, you know, like, that whole, like Crush Groove, Tougher Than Leather, like, that whole thing was, like, you know, that's what I was getting tapes and listening to. But then, you know, one day a friend of mine was like, check this out. And he gave me Slayer, Rain and Blood.
Uh-oh.
It was like 87.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell? And he's all, yeah, they're coming in like 2 weeks. I was like, no way. He's like, yeah, we should go. So I basically told my dad, I was like, Dad, I need to go to this concert. If I don't, we ain't go anyway. So I'm like, I'll take you. And my mind was level. Like, I had never seen or witnessed punishment probably to this day like I saw that night. You know, even my dad on the ride home, my dad was just like, he's like, dang, those guys are like, those guys are really good.
And that was in L.A.?
No, this was in, I was living in Denver.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was going to high school back in Denver.
Okay.
So that's where I was kind of, my, you know, middle school to high school.
Yeah.
I was raised in Denver.
So Slayer back then, oh, man. Was it a small venue or was it?
Yeah, it was cool. a little spot called Norma's Place. Overkill opened up.
That's awesome.
And I mean, I was a huge from that night.
They just put out a new song.
Overkill fan. I haven't followed him much, but that Feel the Fire album is still, you know, gets played.
Absolutely.
Once in a while.
What about you, man? What was your first album you ever purchased as a wee little child? Obvious CD
Boys.
Or cassette? Backstreet Boys? Okay.
Backstreet Boys, self-titled cassette tape. My first, like, rocker I guess I ever got was probably Metallica's Black Album when I was, like, 10 years old because I begged my parents for it for Christmas. I used to just sit up super late at night till like 2 a.m. watching music videos on MTV, and I remember 3 in particular that ruined the rest of my life, and that was Enter Sandman.
Yes.
Avril Lavigne's
Skater Boy.
No, the other one. It's like a lot more emotional and deep.
Emo. Yeah.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, I don't remember what it was. Complicated.
Oh,
Avril,
yeah.
Lavigne's Complicated.
We gotta be so complicated.
Yeah. Don't get me started. Enter Sandman by Metallica and that Tool song with the claymation music video that used to really
sober.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
scared the crap out of me as a kid. And from then on, I never got over the rocker stuff, and my life's just been down since then.
Rocker, man. How about you, dude?
First album I bought for myself, I think it was the Black Album, also on cassette, though, because I'm old. And then I started buying CDs and records, and then I've just been working in record shops for 20 years, and it just got ridiculous.
Any of you guys ever scam those, like, Columbia House CDs for
things? Oh, yeah.
I was too young at the time. I
never tried that.
I did. And whenever they sent you to collections, you'd be like, I'm a minor.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa, let's go. What was your first album you ever purchased?
Oh, I thought I was going to be out of
Mine was Resurrection Rap, a Christian rap tape, and then WWF The Music, so it was the wrestler's theme songs.
I had those, too.
Yeah, I had wrestling theme songs and Christian rap. Those were my first tapes.
Mine was Electric Light Orchestra, El Dorado.
ELO, nice, dude. There you go. Okay. That's nice. Sick. Wow. Okay. Right on. Well, okay, so you guys are now a Northwest band. You guys are all here in the Northwest. We have a rich history. This is a Loud and Local, this is a Northwest show. What's your favorite Seattle or Northwest bands of all time?
Well, you know, in Denver, I saw another show in the late 80s that changed my life.
Yeah.
Was The Accused and Brotherhood were touring together.
Yes.
And
Splattered Straight Tour.
Oh my God. Like,
Ron, R.I.P. Ron Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah, R.I.P. Ron. But I had never experienced the hardcore unity until I saw Brotherhood that night. And, you know, like, that was the first time I witnessed everyone in the circle, like, you know,
singing along
all the lyrics. Yeah. And they blew me away, and they were the gateway for me to, like, get into Youth of Today instead. Gorilla Biscuits, you know, all that New York stuff.
Yep.
So
that's awesome.
That was, like, you know, that show was a game changer for me, which kind of opened the doors to hardcore.
That's incredible. Yeah. Love Brotherhood, man. That's it.
And The Accused was amazing.
How crazy is it that the dude from Brotherhood is now, you know, from Sun, and he has Southern Greg. Lord, right? You know, like, that's so wild that this Youth Crew hardcore guy is one of the biggest doom metal legends.
Well, you know what's funny is one night...
And Burning Witch.
Way back, I was at Gilman to see Jawbreaker because I was obsessed with Jawbreaker when they first came out.
They just announced they're going to be playing Bumbershoot.
Yeah, I'm more into the earlier stuff.
Sure.
So Engine Kid played with Jawbreaker, and I was like, this is a dude from Brotherhood? What the hell is going on? Because it was so slow and like weird, and my mind wasn't ready for it at the time. But yeah, that was Greg doing that too.
Yeah, Greg, man. Shout out to Greg. And how about you, man? Favorite Northwest band of all time?
I think Nirvana kind of got me into punk music in general, but ever since, I don't know, my tastes have changed a bit since I was 12 years old, but Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
The Dirt, I believe his album.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite Northwest album of all time.
We're
going to
be best friends.
There we go.
Yeah.
Since some Alice in Chains on tour. And how about you, man? You're a record store guy, so I'm sure you've come across a few Northwest albums.
Yeah, I guess I would just go back to junior high also. For the ones that got me were Nirvana and Soundgarden. The rest of them, sorry.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I was thinking about, like, Soundgarden with any other vocalist could just be a doom metal band.
Right.
You put Chris Cornell on and it's his soaring vocals just make it, you know, way different. But, you know, with anyone else, it could just be a doom metal, stoner metal band. So, so heavy. Lisa, what about you?
I mean, you already said it.
Alice in Chains? Okay.
And Nirvana.
Yeah.
100% got me sucked in.
Cool. Well, okay. So you guys are going to be going out on tour. What's your junk food of choice on tour?
Oreos.
Oreos? Okay.
Mega stuff.
Mega stuff? Nice.
Two words. Hot and Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos. Okay.
That's three words.
That's three words. Great.
Come on, Bert. Coke and Twizzlers.
Man. Yeah. Anything sweet.
Coke and Twizzlers. You're the sweets guy, and Lisa? Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do, and this is my first tour with braces.
Oh, no.
So this is catastrophic. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
All right.
We'll figure it out on the road.
Smoothies.
I'll report back.
Smoothies.
What about in the past?
I mean, I'm a big Oreo fan too. Yeah, in and out of being vegan too, Oreos are always go-to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Cool.
Skittles was my vegan candy.
Oh, yes.
Nice. We're going to go into another song here by Savage. This one's called Rifle Butt Rhinoplasty. So, what's this one about?
Well, let's see. Rifle Butt Rhinoplasty is about, it's directly written about some experiences I had in combat in Afghanistan. And I think the title pretty much speaks for itself. Not something I did, but something I saw. I'll leave it at that.
I feel like an asshole for laughing. I'm sorry about that.
I feel like an asshole for not telling more of the story. But
fair enough.
You got a radio show to do, so...
Dedicated!
the band that we're talking to right now is Savage, and Filth is Eternal. They're going to be playing Wednesday, April 12th at the Mortuary in Olympia. If you're in the South End area, definitely come out to this show if you want to see some loud in your face, you know, hardcore punk, power violence, just really loud amps in your face, intense music. This is definitely some really, like, really gnarly music. So definitely go to that one. You guys, if people can't come out to the show, whether they have, you know, kids or a job in the morning, whatever, what's the best way to stay in contact with you guys, follow you guys along? Do you guys prefer Bandcamp, or is there a preferred way that you want people to check out your tunes?
We have a website. It's xsavagex.com. And then on there, we have, like, all kinds of contact links. We have a Bandcamp, which is savagepv.bandcamp.com. We have an Instagram, which our handle is @xsavagexpvx. And we have a Facebook, which I think is facebook.com/savagepv.
Right on.
Yeah, pretty much we're on all those.
Apps. All those, yep.
You TikTok. Can also get us on Spotify.
Nice, dude. Right on. Well, you know, we're going to play another song from you guys, but is there anything else, any shout-outs you want to give out now that, you know, you're on the show? Is there anyone you want to thank or shout out?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out my other power violence band, Combat Drug. We're about to put our EP, Suicide Tactic. Keep an eye out for that.
Right on. Anything?
You know, when it comes to all this, what I can instantly do is my GB family, Gracie Baja.
Yeah.
And all my jiu-jitsu people.
Right on, and man.
My Bang Muay Thai people, can't forget them too.
Right on, so, man.
That's my family out here.
Sounds good.
Anyone? Shout out to Neptune Records and Trading Musician.
Okay, right
Amy
on.
Me too. Shout out to Amy.
And my my girlfriend, Amy.
Oh, and go Raiders.
I'm just going to shout out to the rest of the homies in FIE, and then a shout out to you for being so awesome.
Yeah! Filth is Eternal recently opened for Botch. That must have been an incredible experience.
Oh, it was kind of surreal. That all was surreal.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to go into a final song here. Again, you can catch Filth is Eternal as well as Savage Wednesday, April 12th at the Mortuary in Olympia. Worth clinging to. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn the microphone off, and this is the gimmick at the end of the show for Loud and Local. Who's down to do something really cheesy?
I am.
You're down? Okay. So I need you to muster up as much ridiculous, cheesy energy as you can. You're going to introduce song as if you're like an 80s morning zoo.
He's been doing this all day.
Been working on this all day.
As wacky as possible with some stupid sound effects.
Just tell me when to go.
Ready to go.
And up next, we have Worth Clinging To by Northwest Power Violence Outfit Savage. Ooh, yeah. Coming to hit you in the face.
Awooga.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.